You are being provided an opportunity to legally establish paternity through a simple civil process by signing an acknowledgement of paternity form. By properly completing and signing this form, paternity is established, which means that a father and child relationship is legally created without going to court. This has the same force and effect of a father and child relationship established by a court. Signing the form is completely voluntary and is for parents who are sure who the biological father is. If either parent has any doubt about who the biological father of the child may be, the form should not be signed. Instead, genetic testing and the court system should be used. The information on this recording will provide you with instructions for completing the form and an oral description of your rights, responsibilities, and legal consequences if you choose to sign this acknowledgement of paternity form. This information is also contained on the form. While listening to this recording, you should be looking at the form called North Dakota Acknowledgement of Paternity, SFN 8195. If you do not have this form, please stop the recording and ask for one. At this time, please turn your form over. This side of the form is called North Dakota Department of Health, North Dakota Department of Human Services Paternity Acknowledgement Information. Please follow along as we go over each section, beginning with the purpose. When this form is properly completed and signed, paternity is established. This means that a father and child relationship is legally created. This has the same force and effect of a father-child relationship established by a court. If you have any concerns or questions about the legal effect of signing this form, you should seek legal advice. Please read the entire form and complete it carefully. If you do not understand any part of the form or there is any question about who the biological father of the child may be, do not sign it. Now feel free to refer to the front of the form as we review the rest of these instructions. The mother completes Section 1A. The biological father completes Section 1B. And both parents complete Section 1C on the front of the form. The child's name entered on 1C is how the name will appear on the birth certificate. After careful review and understanding, the mother may sign Section 2A, and the biological father may sign Section 2B. Each parent's signature must be witnessed. The parents may not witness each other's signatures. If the mother was married to someone else when the child was born, or within 300 days before the birth, or if another man lived with the child and held out the child as his own for the first 2 years of the child's life, that man must complete Section 3 to deny his paternity. Without the other man's denial of paternity, the form is not valid. The completed form must be filed with North Dakota Vital Records. The address for Vital Records is on the front side of the form at the bottom of the page. Please note that if you are signing this form in the hospital staff will file the form along with the birth certificate information. Now please be sure you are again looking at the back of the form. Signing this form is completely voluntary. By signing this form, you, the parents, give up the right to have an attorney represent you. You also give up the right to have genetic testing to prove that the man is or is not the biological father of the child, and the right to a trial to determine if the man is the biological father of the child. When this form is completed and signed, a father and child relationship is legally established, and the father's name will appear on the birth certificate. With this relationship comes the responsibility to financially support the child. On the basis of this signed form, a court may order the father to pay child support and provide health insurance coverage for the child. Signing this form does not automatically give custody to one of the parents. If the parents cannot agree, custody must be decided by a court. Under state law, when the father's relationship to the child is legally established, the custody rights of the mother and father are considered equal and will be determined based on the best interests of the child. A signed acknowledgement of paternity may be rescinded by the mother or father by commencing a legal proceeding with a court within 60 days after the acknowledgement is filed with North Dakota Vital Records. After the rescission period has expired, a signed acknowledgement of paternity may be challenged by the mother or father only on the basis of fraud, duress, or material mistake of fact. Any challenge must be made by commencing a legal proceeding with a court within 2 years after the acknowledgement is filed with North Dakota Vital Records. Now turn the form over so that you are looking at the front side and we will review Section 2, beginning with the mother's statement. The mother's statement. Mother, by signing this form, you are stating that you have read and understand the paternity acknowledgement information. You are stating that you have been provided with an oral description through this recording of the rights, responsibilities, and legal consequences of acknowledging paternity, and that you have been given the opportunity to ask questions before signing the form. You are stating that there has been no genetic testing, or if there was genetic testing, that the results show the man named in Section 1B is the biological father. You are stating that no one else has been legally established as the father through another acknowledgement or a court order. You are stating that you understand that if you were married to someone else when this child was born, or within 300 days before the child's birth, or if someone else lived with the child and held out the child as his own for the first 2 years of the child's life, that man must sign his denial of paternity in Section 3 for this acknowledgement to be valid. You are further stating that you understand that this is a legally binding document and that it has the same effect as a court order deciding the father and child relationship. Lastly, you are stating that you understand that you are signing this form under penalties of perjury and that you must sign it in the presence of a witness. Now for the father's statement. Father, by signing this form, you are stating that you have read and understand the paternity acknowledgement information. You are stating that you have been provided with an oral description through this recording of the rights, responsibilities, and legal consequences of acknowledging paternity, and that you have been given the opportunity to ask questions before signing the form. You are stating that you voluntarily accept the obligation to support this child. You are stating that you understand that it is a legally binding document and that it has the same effect as a court order determining that you are the father of the child. You are further stating that you understand that you do not automatically have custody or visitation rights by signing this form, and that you must go to court for those issues to be decided. Lastly, you are stating that you understand that you are signing this form under penalties of perjury, and that you must sign it in the presence of a witness. If you wish to complete the acknowledgement of paternity, please be sure to read the entire form front to back. Then complete the form according to the previous instructions, starting with Section 1. When signing in Section 2, please be sure that you sign in the presence of a witness. Section 3 must be completed if the mother is or was married to another man, or if another man lived with the child and held out the child as his own for the first 2 years of the child's life. The other man must sign in Section 3, and his signature must be witnessed. Once completed and signed, this form must be filed with Vital Records in order for paternity to be legally established.